from KQED.
It's KQED News. I'm Erica Aguilar. With two undocumented students at his side, California Attorney General Javier Becerra announced California is suing the Trump administration for ending deferred action for childhood arrivals, a program that allows undocumented young adults brought as children to remain in the U.S. to work and study.
They don't know if doing this publicly is putting them in further peril or not. Everything you value could be on the line. I don't think any of us ever has to worry about that.
California's lawsuit is now the third lawsuit fighting the DACA repeal. KQED's Marisa Lagos from our politics and government desk joins us now with some legal analysis. You know, Congress has 6 months to pass legislation that could save the DACA program or introduce a new program. Why did the state attorney general, Javier Becerra, file now?
I mean, I think there's kind of two things at play here. First of all, there's the idea that Democrats like Becerra and, quite frankly, a lot of Republicans would like Congress to act and to step in and expand this program. So protecting DACA is one part, but protecting the information of the folks in this program and their families is another big part of this lawsuit and the other ones. One of the sort of main courses of action here is this question of due process, something called equitable estoppel in legal terms, essentially saying that if I give you information and you have made a promise to me about something, you can't then turn around and use that to harm me. And in this case, you have hundreds of thousands of Dreamers who not only gave their own personal information, but information about their parents who are undocumented to the government. And what Becerra and others want to see is that that information remains protected, whatever Congress does, that the Trump administration doesn't hand that over to their own Immigration and Customs Enforcement Division and have them use it to deport people.
So how is this state lawsuit different from the other ones that were filed by New York and Washington last week? Even the University of California filed one.
So in a few words, they're not that different. I would say that some of this has to do with tone. The New York attorney general really focused a lot on what he perceives as the president's animus towards Mexicans and Latinos. He quoted some of the things that President Trump has said in the past and tried to, I think, paint this in more of a discriminatory sort of way. Becerra's is a little more straightforward. But again, I think this question of due process is a big one. Becerra's also kind of putting this in the context of the economy and saying that this is really going to harm businesses and governments and law enforcement in California who, you know, depend on this community in the case of law enforcement to cooperate with them when it comes to crimes and more broadly for businesses to really, you know, make the economy tick.
So it sounds like Becerra is taking more of a legal strategy tactic at this lawsuit.
I would say he is. Although, interestingly, a lot of what he talked about today in his 30-minute press conference was that sort of emotional appeal we heard at the top. And I think that's important. When you talk to legal experts, there's obviously the question of can they do something to halt the Trump administration in court? But I think there's also the question of can they do more to appeal to the hearts and minds of Americans who already overwhelmingly support this program to really put pressure on the government to save it?
So what's next? What can we expect?
I think that it's likely that the UC suit and this one could get tied together in court since they're in the same court. We'll see this one and the one on the East Coast sort of move through parallel tracks in separate courts. And I think that if one of them is successful in convincing a judge to halt at least portions of what the president has done, it's quite likely it'll be a nationwide injunction. And so, you know, in a way, this is sort of hedging their bets for Democrats to have multiple suits at one time.
That was Marisa Lagos, KQED's state politics reporter. I'm Erica Aguilar, KQED News.